Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Welcome back to Pit Row, Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment fans. This is your host, Ralph. We're talking NASCAR. We're talking Sprint Cup Series NASCAR, to be more specific. If you've been listening, welcome back. If you're new to this, welcome to the podcast or the video cast, whatever you want to call it. We're going to talk about Sprint Cup Series action. That's what we do here. Really quickly, before we get into Bristol last week and look ahead to Martinsville this week, let's talk about where you can find us. Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment has a couple of different podcasts. This is just one of them. But to be sure, if you go to www.tigerbombsae.com, you could listen to Pit Row right there. You could watch it on YouTube right there as well, off of that Tiger Bomb webpage, if you will. You can catch the other podcasts we have too, True Crime, Baseball, Football. It's all there. YouTube, like I just mentioned, you can watch Pit Row if you've been listening. Maybe through, you know, Stitcher, iTunes, something like that. You can watch this. Go to YouTube. Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. If you search for that, we'll come up. You can like and subscribe and get all the new video content. If you like to listen to your podcasts on the go, Stitcher, iTunes, you know, Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to your podcast, you can catch us too. So you want to search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. This will pop up. You can like and subscribe and listen and keep up with us that way. And if you want to do the social media thing, you know, Facebook, you can find us on Facebook, Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment, www.facebook.com/TigerBombSAE will come up. Twitter as well, TigerBombSAE.com, @TigerBombSAE. There you go. Those are the ways we can keep in contact, guys. So most of our podcasts sports-wise are about using our expertise to cash in on like DraftKings or something like that, or win, you know, a seasonal league or dominate in some way like that, or just know more insider information about the action at hand. This is a little different. We're learning racing together. If you're new to this, like I am, if you're not new to this, hopefully it's not too annoying to get my nuances every week as I try to pick it up and really understand what makes a really good Sprint Cup team, Sprint Cup driver, championship type material. So that's how we got here, guys. Let's get into Bristol last week. A little bit of Easter mud. Such a fun race. Everything it was advertised to be. Dirt racing. I like a holiday race anyway. It's just nice knowing that everybody's like, you know, had their family dinner or whatever and sitting down watching the race. Funny thing about NASCAR is they're going to make you take a blessing from the Lord, whether you want to or not. It's like NASCAR is so funny. They're going to do an opening prayer. It's like, we're going to pray for you heathens, whether you like it or not. We're all getting saved before this race. So it's really funny. I don't mind, but it's really funny. It's really cool. But always nice environment when you combine, like, you know, a holiday and NASCAR. They just do it up. That's just how it is, y'all. I didn't make the rules. I just tell you about them. So nice, great Easter race, Easter night race. Slinging it in the mud. We know the history over the last couple of races has been like not the usual dirt course drivers winning because of like wrecks or spinouts at the end. And so we've had some unconventional winners. So that was the whole thing of this race is, are we going to see a conventional dirt racer take it or somebody else just show up at the end? So let's get into the action here from Bristol, Tennessee. And again, Friday's on-track sessions were canceled due to track weather. So these guys getting out here on Sunday, not a lot of, you know, time with the track to sort of pace it out, feel it out, or really understand how the car is going to react to those different levels of mud at different points in the race. The track heats up, the mud cakes up. All this takes into effect of how the car slip and slides around. But the track itself delivered something as fun as what we thought. If you didn't watch, you don't know what I'm talking about. Think Dukes of Hazzard. Remember how they used to, you know, race around with the bad guys, and it's like they do these like, you know, crazy chases, and it's like they're having to tail them, and these guys are like doing a spin where it's like, you know, they're like, it's like the car like almost fishtails to the side, and he straightens up. crazy turns like that are what you saw in Bristol last week, where they just slide, like it's a controlled slide into the turn, not so much as you're turning the car, as a controlled like spin slide in the back. So we did see a lot of spin outs. On to Bristol, baby. Cup Series purse. We talked about that last night. So let's go green. Or I'm sorry, last time rather. So we'll just go from the green. Larson out front early. Kyle Larson, we know he's, you know, adept at these kind of races. Leading both lines early. So he like jumps out in front of both of them. The 3 and the 20 of Bell sliding around behind him, just like I said. The cars are kind of tight early on. Bubba Wallace spun around after contact on turn 2. Logano into the water barrels. Lots of contact there. Byron and Gilliland involved also. But we end up going green again. Larson again with the nice jump on Bell and Austin Dillon. Now, lap 37, Larson has led the whole way. And then in turn 4, the 51 gets into the wall. So we get another caution. Cars are still tight at this point in the race. Kyle Larson, and Kyle Busch up front on the restart. Kyle Larson out front again, getting incredible jumps all day long in that 5 car. And he gets the launch up to the top side of the track, the outside track. So the order now is Kyle Larson, Austin Dillon, Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, and then Blaney running after Bell. Busch is able to pass Dillon, and then we get another caution, lap 50. The 6 gets spun around now, Keselowski. So restart now. Larson out front again. Busch is great on the restart, though. Kyle Busch finds his way back to second. His teammate Austin Dillon is right there in third. I thought Austin Dillon raced a great first half of this race. Priest driving his ass off. Runs up to fourth at this point in the race. Priest is just becoming, he's gaining more and more knowledge each week. Obviously, still pretty new coming over from, the Xfinity series. Sorry. So this is his play with the big boys with him for the first time, but holding his own early on. And I thought he did really well up to fourth at this point. 5 to go on stage 1. Joey Logano passing cars now on the fly. Turn 4 again. Josh Berry, Hamlin involved in the spin around. This ends the stage. So we get non-competitive pit stops here because we didn't have track time on Friday. This is NASCAR's way of giving these teams the opportunity to assess what's been going on, talk to the driver about what recommendations they need to make, what sort of tweaks they need to make, things like that. Classy move. Some guys stay out to gain pit position, though. New life for Reddick because of things like this. So you stay out. If it's new to you, obviously you're at the front of the pack now from everybody else that went in, and they have to line up in the order that they come off of pit row, and you cannot speed on pit row. Pit road. Not like the show. Pit row. R-O-W. There's a difference. All right. Up front on the restart now. Reddick and Wallace up front with Truex right behind. So the guys that stayed out are right up front, and then the guys that stayed out are up front, and then the leaders who were leading are kind of chasing behind them. Priest into the wall at this point, but we stay green. Davenport now in turn 4. Caution on the contact. Reddick and Truex up front on the restart now. So turn 2, lap 88, and we would see this more than once, twice, or 3 times this day. Michael McDowell does a 360 and straightens it out and keeps going. I mean, wow. Guys, what I'm saying, car's driving, 360 spin, and corrects it and keep going. So this was the first time we would see this from McDowell on lap 88. Reddick and Truex again on the restart here. Reddick hops down low on the restart. Wallace and Truex behind Reddick at this point. Trouble down the back straightaway now. Logano limping to pit row. He's done for the day. Disappointment for Logano after the hot start he's had to the beginning of the Sprint Cup Series season. The 99 was spun around in that trouble on the back straightaway. So Suarez in a little bit of trouble there. But we're still green. Then holy bleep, McDowell, another 360 at this point. Again, in the turn, complete circle spin, corrects and keeps going. I mean, I will never understand how you're able to do that at such high stakes. with so many other high class individuals and cars and machines around you. I mean, there's so much going on. Ridiculous, but he's able to correct it. Allmendinger into the wall on turn two, bounces off, still going. We are still green. Priest sprung around, and that brings out the caution again this time. He was eighth at the time. He was running so well. Broken right rear toe link. So that's going to bring out the caution, as I said. Kyle Busch and Reddick up front on the restart now. Ty Dillon into the wall off turn two, but it's cool. We're still going. Lap 116 now. The order is Reddick, Busch, Wallace now. Bubba Wallace. Gregson slams into the wall and keeps it. So, man, the five is slipping around at this point too. Into the wall a little bit, but he saves it. Gives up some position here. Just sees a little, you know, a couple of spaces back. But at this point in the race, we got some good dirt racing. Austin Dillon and Truex. Great dirt racing. You know, some passes back and forth, top and down low. Turn two, Brad Kay gets spun around. So that brings out another caution. His third bout of trouble of the night for Brad. It's just a tough, tough Easter weekend for Brad and his team. Austin Dillon and Reddick on the restart now. 19 to go in stage two. Priest with the free pass at this point. Jumps to just a lap down now instead of two. Here comes Larson. He's racing through. Here comes Dillon, who's racing him as well. Dillon, who's racing him as he's racing him well. Larson is coming up to Dillon. Dillon's racing him well. The three looks good at this point. This is one of the best races that I've ever seen, not just this season. In all of his Sprint Cup Series races, this is one of the best performances I've seen Austin Dillon put together so far. I really think having Rowdy as a teammate, Kyle Busch as a teammate, is really helping him out, helping him understand some nuances to make him a better driver. These are top-notch cars that they had. Those Chevys are good. So he's figuring out where to put that three and when to put it. Looks great. Look great, man. So Jones at this point, Eric Jones spins around and corrects it. We're still green. A lot of that going on in this race. So the order now becomes Kyle Busch, Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon, Kyle Larson. Just racing hard now. I mean, these guys are controlling the spin on the turns, just, you know, trying to find space in straightaways when they can. Just racing hard. Now we get Reddick, Dillon, Busch. And then Larson nabs third from Busch. So now we get Reddick, Dillon, Larson. The eight and the five are grinding each other's gears. So that's going to help Bell to catch up. Final lap now in the stage, and Reddick is able to just grab it. The eight, the 45, and the three were just racing hard, man. That was good, clean, fun racing right there. Larson wants to leave the tires on. No change. And the nine stays out at the end of the stage. Josh Berry, again, doing his best to sub for Elliott. I think another performance he should be proud of. Not as great as 2 weeks ago, but not bad. Not bad. Green flag now for stage three. Bell out front nicely to start. So the order becomes Bell, Briscoe, Almirola, Gilliland now. Front row won't go away, man. They had a great week last week, didn't they? And now here we see Gilliland late, sticking around. So many stayed out at the end of the stage too, so that they and their tires are mixed up in there at the top, right? And so that's how you got these guys like Gilliland, Almirola, Briscoe up there. Larson spun around, caution. He was one of the guys on the old tires. Those old tires didn't hold up. He gets spun around lap 156 all by himself. All by himself. On the dirt race, you can only change the tires at stage break. So I get trying to use some strategy there, but it's kind of like, it's those tires, man, that he had. And he has to stay on them, basically. So even though he's on these older tires and he knows that that was the wrong move, nothing you can do it right now, because on dirt races, you can only change the tires at stage break unless it's a flat. And then if it's a flat, you can only just change that flat tire. You can't change all of them. So this becomes, I think, the undoing for Larson. They probably should have taken tires at this point, and they probably would have a good chance to win the race for Hendrick if they did. Restart now. Bell out front. So the order becomes Bell, Briscoe, Almirola, Gilliland, and Berry. See Josh Berry hanging around. Denny Hamlin spun around. We stay green, but he's going to go back to 34th place. 80 to go now. Then in the turn one outs, Larson and Priest. Larson into the wall. 41 was racing them hard. Working on Larson's car on pit road. But I mean, we'll see at that point. And he's not able to continue. Priest did it on purpose, basically. he basically got into him on purpose. There's some bumping and grinding going on with those two. Priest ended Larson's day pretty much, like I said, intentionally. Larson's a dirt racer. That's why there was no fight. If this was like a regular track racer, they don't understand that stuff, there probably would have been a fight. I know there's still some bad feelings, but that's how these boys roll in the dirt. Restart now. Bell and Gillen top front. Bell takes lead on the outside. Here comes Austin Dillon. He's fourth now, and Dillon is third now. Bell, Briscoe, Dillon. Dillon racing his ass off, y'all. 66 to go. Turn six, Chastain spins and finds it again, so we're still green. Then the caution comes out. The 42 gets spun around. Left rear toe link completely broken. So that's going to bring out that caution. Restart now with 44 to go in the race. Bell, Briscoe, Dillon now. That's the order. Dillon challenging. Briscoe is racing Bell now for the lead. That's helping Dillon challenge. Barry's driving the 9, moving her up slowly. Now he's moving her up to 8th. He's dancing around Briscoe, having his way as Bell. Bell just moving back, like moving around Briscoe, literally outclassing this dude. Like he's a better dirt driver than Briscoe by a mile. And he's just driving all around him. Now, here comes Reddick closing on them as that's happening. Now the time for Briscoe, if he wants to do something, he has to make a move at this point. So Briscoe sitting in the cat's bird seat, second, do it now or don't do it. 33 to go. Reddick slips past Briscoe. Briscoe lost this moment, waited too long. Reddick overtakes him. And so now Reddick's on the chase for Bell. Briscoe with the hesitation response to Reddick kind of slipping around. Reddick gave him the old doop doop, like in basketball call it a crossover, like fake left, went right. Gave him the old looky-loo and swerved around him. So that takes Reddick up into place out of Briscoe, out of place is now Briscoe. Reddick and Briscoe kissing near the wall, though. And then the 15 of JJ Yelly goes around. So we're still green, though. Briscoe into the wall again at this point. So Blaney and Dillon pass Briscoe now. 17 to go. Something wrong with the 8. Kyle Busch spins. Caution is out. Something's wrong with that car. Big spin right away. Blaney got spun around. We're still green, though. I'm sorry. So Kyle B got spun around. The caution comes out. Then we go green after his caution with 8 to go, and we get a big spin right away at the restart. Blaney gets spun around, but we stay green. Bell is going to slide away from Reddick, so the order becomes Bell, then Reddick, and Stenhouse chasing now. 4 to go. Dillon, Briscoe, Gilliland, Haley going 4, 5, and 6. So those guys chasing. 2 to go. Bell, Reddick, and Stenhouse up front. White flag now, crash on the backstretch. Chastain is into the fence. Caution out, but race is over because of the white flag. So Bell wins. We finally get that dirt racer winning at the dirt track with the new setup for the Generation 7 cars. The order becomes finally and officially Bell, Reddick, Dillon, Stenhouse, Briscoe, Haley, Truex, Gilliland. These guys have got to be proud. Great finish for all these guys. McDowell finishes 10th, front row with 2 top 10 finishes. I mean, I love it. Those boys are driving their tails off. Nothing but love. They're showing out right now. So my hats off would be to front row last week again, showing up, baby. These two-man teams showing up. That was last week, an exciting race it was. And just to kind of give you a little quick blip this week into the NOCO 400 at Martinsville Speedway, we're going to Martinsville, guys, Martinsville, Virginia. So if you're unfamiliar, we're going to the paperclip. It's a paperclip-shaped oval with tight corners and no banking in the straightaways. This is a half-mile oval, okay, 0.526 miles. Cup Series race purse is just over 7.3 million. Race distance, 400 laps, 210 miles. Stage breaks are going to be at 80 and 180. Race done at 400. Most recent winner of this race has been Chris Bell. Most also notably, Chase Elliott getting back in the 9. Barry been relieving him since he had that broken finger from the snowboarding accident, but it's time. Elliott will be back in his 9 ready to roll. He scored, and it's perfect time too. He scored 5 top 10 finishes in the last 6 races on the paperclip, including a win in the fall of 2020, so he's looking to get back into the winner's circle, as it were. Martin Truex Jr. has won three of the last seven Martinsville races, so you can look to him to be a favorite here. JGR, that's Joe Gibbs Racing, or Hendrick have split the last seven wins on the short track, and so you're going to see high odds for those guys. And if you want a guy on one of those teams that doesn't have as high odds as maybe the other, you want a big Ty Gibbs. He won the Xfinity Series race here last year. Can he pull it off here? I don't know, but can he have a great performance here? He absolutely can. He's been surging. He's completing these top 15 finishes week over week now. So this is the time for him to stay hot, and this is the place where he can do it on this short track. Right setup, right team, right guy. Young Guns, William Byron and Christopher Bell won the two races at Martinsville during the first season of the Generation 7 setup last year. So looking at these two guys again, with Byron being the winner in the fall. So obviously those are JGR and Hendrick guys. So again, that's lining up with what people are thinking. But again, small track, it's going to be a lot of traffic. Tempers will flare. Martinsville is known for words. Something's going to happen. Somebody's going to have words afterwards. That's kind of what we're talking about here. So again, not a scenario where we want to rely on certain team, like teammates and stuff like that. It's not really that thing. I think from a production standpoint, you can run a Hendrick like lineup if you're playing DraftKings, something like that, FanDuel's. You can also run a Gibbs lineup if you want to do a lineup of mixing those two, Gibbs and Hendrick. I think that's great. Outside of that, don't get too worried about it this weekend. There's no need to pair a lot of these other teams together, because it's really, when you're in this tight of an environment, it's like fend for yourself. And even when you get near your teammate, there's not much, like just the lay of the land on these small tracks, you kind of got to just be competitive against each other anyway. It doesn't really matter. So I look for that to be the letter of the case this week. So don't get carried away trying to mix and match all the favorites. If you're betting, like you know, MGM Grand, you place bets and stuff like that, the odds on the favorites are so not skewed in your favor, it doesn't really hurt you to take a chance on the longer shot. Maybe some guys that we talked about today that do have a chance to show up and actually do well. Ty Gibbs. Guys, that's what I got for you this week. Hopefully that was digestible enough. If you're new, please come back next week. If you've always been rocking with me, I appreciate it. We'll see you guys again next week. You know how to find the pod. We'll talk about what happened at Martinsville and take a look forward next time. Peace. This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.